Hey everyone, welcome back to the Fireworks Podcast. I really want to apologize. The last episode was in June of 2021, but I'm telling you, I am back as we round up the last 3 months of the year. My chief ambition this year is to be consistent. And that's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. But before we go into the rest of the episode, I want to tell you about my new website, jessedanielsouf.co. I just want you to check it out. I have some courses on it, and I'm hosting free workshops every Friday till the end of the year. I'll be teaching on branding, I'll be teaching on storytelling, and many more topics that I'm interested in covering, and just helping as many creatives, founders, creators as much as possible. So just check that out, sign up, be part of it, receive free resources. Yes, before we go into the episode, do one thing for me. Can you just subscribe to this? And at the end of the episode, or you could do it even now, can you leave 5 stars or whatever app you're using? Can you just give me a good review? I know, because this episode is going to be mad. But yeah, can you just subscribe and like or rate positively? I will truly, truly appreciate that, because many more people will see this episode. Welcome back. Now, stay tuned for the episode. Okay, welcome back to the Fireworks Podcast, and it is episode 8, and today we're going to be talking about consistency. And I have titled today's episode, Consistency is King. Consistency is King. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I feel like not pronouncing that right. Anyway, consistency is king. I'm high on caffeine, I'm high on coffee, so I'm excited about getting into this. But yeah, okay, so a lot of us, me included, oftentimes there are moments where, you know, we feel we want to succeed. I just saw a tweet some moments ago talking about how every startup that has a 2-year plan to be profitable eventually fails. But every startup that has at least a 10-year forecast or plan will most likely succeed. And the reason is this. The reason the author of the tweet said this, it's because most of the startups that have a 10-year forecast are ready to do the work. If you think you just want to make profit or money in just 2 years, it's not that impossible, but that will be your focus, and most likely you'll make decisions that you're not supposed to make. You'll make poor decisions, you'll make decisions that may hurt you and hurt your company, and you end up not making it. But people that stay the long, that stay for the long run, that stick around for 10 years plus, eventually end up becoming big companies. Now, it's good to highlight this, because we are in a culture where everything is fast. You know, fast food, internet connections, everything is trying to just speed up with even Web 3.0. You know, the internet is becoming faster and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, people have translated that into their success life. So success has to be immediate for many people, especially young people. And you will now see the millennial generation, the Gen Z generation, millennials and Gen Z suffering from anxiety and depression, because we often compare our lives with other people that are seemingly successful. There's no such thing as an overnight success. Everybody that has genuine success has been consistently grinding, working, hustling, hard at work for the past 10 years, let's say. So, you know, the rule that was made famous by Malcolm Gladwell, the 10,000 hour rule. Everybody that has some form of genuine success has paid the price by doing hard work, hard arduous work that oftentimes is not glamorous, is sweaty, people don't appreciate it in that moment. And for me now, one of the things COVID taught me in just losing a lot of things, when I had to let people go in the office, when I had to let some things in the office and I had to re-strategize, one of the things, the biggest lesson I learned is I was trying to do so much at the same time, which made me not even do much at all. I'm not trying to put down what I did in my company Fireworks, but I was carrying so much, I was not able to execute as I should have. Which now I'm going to talk about the 80-20 principle, but that's for another conversation. But right now, I'm focused on just educating people. I have a 10-year plan map that I'm working on. And one of the things I'm excited about working with 10-year plans is this idea of moonshot thinking, where you forecast, which was made popular by, you know, the JFK's speech, talking about how America will put a man on the moon in 10 years. So for me, I have a 10-year plan, and that's making me, I've found I'm less anxious, and I'm able to work at the pace I'm supposed to. So I have a mixture of speed and ambition, but I am less anxious. I want to work, but I'm not trying to do so much at the same time. So right now, my chief ambition is consistency. So right now, my chief plan is to create content across different platforms consistently for the next 10 years, because I am only going to be successful in my mind in the next 10 years when I'm able to execute as I have seen it. So consistency is not just key, consistency is king right now. Consistency is king. Why am I pronouncing it like this? Anyway, consistency is king. And for anyone that wants to make successful in their lives, in their careers, you have to be consistent at something. You have to put your head down and work, even when it's not glamorous, even when the applause is not there, and just continue grinding, just continue doing the work. Because you have a plan now, you have an ambition, and mine right now, my chief ambition over the next 10 years is to be consistent, to create stories, to create content, to educate people, to arm people with as much information as possible. And anything I build on that, the Fireworks Studio, the Fireworks Agency, and this, all these other dreams I have for Fireworks, will be built on how much consistency I'm able to garner. So we see people like what's the name of this guy that's in that got the Spotify deal? Joe Rogan. And when Joe Rogan got the $100 million deal from Spotify, a lot of people were like, wow, like a podcaster is getting $100 million deal. But Spotify knew what they were doing. They were paying for a library of content from Joe Rogan, which Joe had been consistently creating content on YouTube and his Spotify platform for years. And they paid $100 million for the entire library and for him to continue hosting his podcast solely on Spotify. And it's not just him. Many more people, YouTubers, will tell you that for the first 2 years or so, a lot of them did not make lots of subscribers, but all they just continued doing was creating content and executing. They were being consistent. They were dropping videos every day, every week, every month, every year, and it ended up paying for them. One of the guys I follow on YouTube, he's a productivity YouTuber, and he's a doctor, a medical doctor. His name is Ali Abdal. And he talks about how for 2 years, nothing was happening on his channel. And now I think he has about 1 million or 2 million subscribers. But he was just being consistent, dropping videos every week. Now he has a $3 million business. From courses, affiliate marketing, YouTube ads, and the likes, he has like 9 streams of income or whatever. But it just comes off the back of consistency. So for creatives, for creators, for entrepreneurs, if you're trying to build something, you just have to be consistent. You have to continue showing up. I know we all have to continue showing up. So if you've been feeling down or low, I want you to use this podcast. I want you to listen to Jesse speaking to you, and I want you and I to commit to being consistent in our lives, in our creativity, in our publishing, because your dreams depend on you being consistent. Your ambition, that thing that you keep on talking about, depends on your consistency. So I'm going to commit to dropping episodes every week till the end of the year, till next year, for the next 10 years on this podcast, by God's grace. And I'm going to transition into YouTube. I'm going to transition into telling stories as much as possible across different platforms. But consistency. And every Friday, I'm hosting free workshops so that I can inform and educate as many people as possible and to build a community around that. That's what I'm aiming for. And I'm hoping that that's what you'll be aiming for as well. Consistency is king, guys. I found a conversation around something called the Matthew Principle. Depending on who is speaking, it's called either the Matthew Principle, or I think I've shared this on this podcast before, but anyway, it's called the Matthew Principle or the Matthew Effect, depending on who is speaking. But it is inspired by a passage in the Bible, but it's called the Matthew Effect because it was named by a sociologist I think in the 60s, and it describes accumulated advantage. Basically, it is the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. So it is applicable to different things: fame, status, you know, opportunities. Basically, when people have an opportunity, they are rewarded with more opportunities. When people are richer, they are rewarded with riches. But the poor get poorer. Unfortunately, I'll say this though, that there are debates around this. So it's not a law, it's not a rule. But I believe strongly in accumulated advantages, that you use the opportunity that you have and build on it. So even if you, from your perspective, you look around and it just seems like there's somebody that is winning on their lives, and you're looking around and you're like, it's not fair. You probably were born without a silver spoon or without the advantage that other person has. You have unique opportunities in your life and unique talents, unique advantages that you can harness, I believe, and start building on. So the Matthew Effect was coined by a sociologist called Robert K. Merton in 1968. And actually, he picked it up from the Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus tells a story about the parable of the talents. So let me just read the verse in Matthew 25, verse 29. It says, For to everyone who has, will more be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who has not, even what he has will be taken away from him. So they tested this theory, across different places, and examples show up in people's careers, that people make progress in their careers, and they are rewarded with even more progress and opportunities, and people that don't have are rewarded with even lesser opportunities or no opportunities at all, you know. It was also discovered in the study of when they studied scientists in Netherlands, and they saw that winners of awards, scientists, were even getting more funding than people who had never gotten awards at all. So that theory was tested in that space. So but I believe, rather than just take it and run away with it, I want you to look into your life and just ask yourself, what are things that are unique to me that I can start using to create accumulated advantage in my personal life? And I think that's something you could do, because consistency will lead to accumulated advantage, especially with the democratization of the internet now, and you can use almost any platform to build a personal brand, to share your story, to show your work. My goodness, you can have accumulated advantage. Just keep building, just keep building. Consistency is king, my people. Consistency is king. Consistency is king. So, for anyone that wants to be successful in their career, in their business, in building anything, success is basically showing up every day and doing the work. Come rain, come sun, come shine. And that's what I hope I'll be doing here. I hope that you join me on this journey, and stay tuned for next week. I have an interview with an artist that I'm excited for you to hear his story and for you to hear his journey. He's someone that has actually been very consistent. But again, thank you again for listening to the Fireworks Podcast and episode 8 of titled Consistency is King. Okay, please go to my website, jessedanyusuf.co, and you'll see some resources that may be beneficial to you. Thank you. Have an amazing Friday. Have an amazing week. Have an amazing weekend. Create, be consistent. Bye, guys.